So today's hadith, عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال أراد بنو سلمة أن ينتقلوا قرب المسجد فبلغ ذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لهم إنه قد بلغني أنكم تريدون أن تنتقلوا قرب المسجد فقالوا نعم يا رسول الله قد أردنا ذلك قال بني سلمة دياركم تكتب آثاركم Diyarukum tuktabu atharukum rawahu muslim. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu anhu narrates that the Banu Salima tribe intended relocating closer to the masjid. They were a tribe that was staying far away from the masjid. They were staying quite distant away on the outskirts. So what they wanted to do, some noble intention they had that they want to relocate and come stay close to the masjid. This was the tribe of Banu Salima. So this information reached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, I have heard that you want to relocate closer to the masjid. They replied, yes, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a big tribe. They replied, yes, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what we have decided to do. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Banu Salima, remain in your homes and your footsteps will be recorded in your favor. Diyarukum tuktabu atharukum. Remain in your homes. In other words, remain there. Don't relocate and come closer to the masjid. The footsteps that you are taking to come to the masjid will be recorded in your favor. So there's some explanation to this hadith. So remain in your homes and your footsteps will be recorded in your favor. Another narration has, every step that you take will elevate you by 1 degree. Bukhari Sharif also narrated a similar hadith from Anas radiallahu anhu. So when a person has to walk extra distance to come to the masjid, he shouldn't feel difficult. A person has to travel extra distance, he shouldn't feel difficult to come to the masjid. This is now where a person happens to be staying far away. Ideally is a person in our times and age where people get lazy when they're staying far away. But here we're talking in the time of Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, that they were serving two benefits. One was they were such people that their hearts were connected to the masjid, number one. And number two, by Muslims being spread out, some staying in Madinah Sharif, some staying on the outskirts, some staying outside Madinah, the benefit was it gave extra security to Madinah Sharif. Why? Because they were people that were there already on the outskirts, so they formed like a barrier, like a protection. How in our looting time we find that people were there in the town, people went slightly out to guard the main entrances to different towns so that they can protect the entrances to the town. So like that, by people staying out there, if there was any enemy to come, they will be the first form of defense. They will help to defend Madinah Sharif. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them this basharat, glad tidings, that your whole big tribe don't come and stay inside Madinah. You all stay where you are. Diyarukum tuktabu atharukum. Your houses, you remain in your houses, and your footsteps will be recorded for you. You'll be getting a reward for taking that extra steps to come to the masjid. Another thing we learn from here is the importance of coming to the masjid. So much of importance that for every step in Bukhari Sharif we make, mention every step that a person is taking to come to the masjid, one daraja, one rank has been elevated because of his step that he has taken. Even the step Allah Ta'ala is recording for a person, that's how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values coming to the masjid. So some of us that come on our vehicles also, we shouldn't lose hope. There's great hope that for every turn of the tire that person is coming to the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recording it and this person will be rewarded for it. This is something that is very, very great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I was saying that in this time and age where we are get lazy, person stays far away, in that case now it is better for this type of person to look for a house, a home that is near the masjid, where it's easy access for him to go to the masjid. Why? The reason is, he'll be encouraged now to go to the masjid. He won't feel lazy. So this hadith shouldn't be misunderstood. That when you're buying a house, then look for a house far away. No, ideally the mahol, the environment where you're buying a home should be such that it is conducive to the talim of your children. Around there, there's sufficient talim, sufficient madrasas, maktabs, that the teaching deen, the teaching imparting knowledge, there should be sufficient hifazat of the family. In other words, the Muslims that are staying there, if there's a time or a need for a ghusl, there's somebody that is present that can give a ghusl. If there's a time and a need to have some type of Dini education is that if there is a need or assist for or the occasion for assistance, there are Muslims around there to assist. If there is a need for salah, for masjid, which there is always a need, and it is accessible to a person, so like that a person looks for all these things. Unfortunately, when we are looking for a property today, the first thing we look for is what is the views. What is the views you can see from there? The last thing in a person's mind is how easy it is for me to go to salah. Will I feel lazy to go to salah? Will it be easy for me to go? What will be the talim and the education of my children? Or sometimes a person will look to see that how nice the properties in that area is. What is the value of the properties? And sometimes it may takes about 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes to go to the masjid. So therefore these are the things that we should keep in mind when purchasing a property. That how easy it is for me to go to the masjid. Will I be encouraged to go to the masjid? What will be the education and the talim of my children? My wife is staying there. Well, is there some talim, ladies talim that is taking place in that area? She can also benefit. So when a person is thinking like this, now his thinking is right. Otherwise the person will just read a hadith like this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Banu Salima, stay far away. So therefore it's good for us to stay far away from the masjid. You'll get a completely incorrect picture. There was a reason why Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam told them to stay further away, so that they can be a buffer and a means of protection for the people that are staying in Madinah Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.